Now, here we have in verses 7 through 12 here, the kingdom now is established, and the throne of righteousness is established. Listen to this. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. And that's very important. My feeling is today that we're short on judges. My feeling is that there needs to be more judges who will follow the law and will always assess a penalty when the penalty should be assessed. Too many, I would say, soft-hearted, and I'm not sure soft-headed men today. And, of course, they're trying to be popular, and that seems the way to be. Now, righteousness is needed today, that which is right today. And the one who makes right is God. It's not what you think or what I think. It's God who divided the light from the darkness. I've never been able to separate them. I've never gotten up before daylight and waved a wand and brought the sun up. God does that, and he's the one today that when he says a thing is right, it's right, friends. And if you don't think so, you are wrong. That's just the way it is. That's just as simple as it is. Somebody's got to make the rules. So he makes the rules since it's his universe and he's running it and he's going to be around a long time. I think he has that prerogative today. This is a tremendous section that you have here. Now, I'm going to have to begin to hit high points, as you can see, as we move along. And I come down here to verse 13. Now, we have here a picture of the condition before he comes to establish his kingdom. And what is it that we all need before he comes? Listen to verse 13. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. I don't know about you. I need mercy from God. And somebody says, but you say there'll be justice. Right. But you see, justice has already been established in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ when he bore our sins. And he's been made unto us righteousness. And what I need today is mercy. And mercy is extended to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer from those who hate me. Thou who liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. And we need today more people to rejoice in God. Now, notice verse 15 here. This is a tremendous verse. The nations are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. And look at the nations of the world today, even the great nations of the world, even our own nation, we have sunk down into a pit. We seem to be caught. That's the condition of the world at the present hour. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. And that's Higgaion Selah. That is a tremendous verse, by the way, here. And we find here the cry goes out, the wicked shall be turned into Sheol, that is, into death. And all nations that forget God. And that's a great principle that you can put down. This is a great psalm. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. They are today. Oh, they have the poverty program. But the man at the top seems to be getting it before it gets down to those who need it. The needy shall not always be forgotten. He's going to judge the poor. That's another thing. They're going to get justice someday. And they won't till Jesus comes. You know, we poor people ought to be more interested in the Lord Jesus. Because so many of those that are in poverty are turning to certain political parties and they turn to certain political candidates. And this has no reference to any party at all. But my friend, I have news for you. They're not going to do much for you. They're all trying to get in office. And they're not really attempting to help the needy. The Lord Jesus is not running for office. He already has it. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's not really anxious to try to please any party or any group on this earth. When he came here the first time, he came to do God's will. And since he's God now and comes again, he's going to do his own will. And my friend, the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. They are expecting a great deal from man today, but only God can meet that. Listen to him, verse 19, "Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the nations be judged in thy sight." And the nations are yet to be judged. The Lord Jesus gave a parable that the nations are yet to come before him. "Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men." And there's some today that feel like they're operating in the position of God. What a wonderful psalm this is.